Good morning, and we are back. I know it's been a little while since we've been here, but it's been a busy time of the year. Just, you guys know what's going on, you know? I mean, it's that time of the year in the garden where it's like everything gets bigger, which means it needs water more often, and we haven't been getting a lot of rain. It's harvest season for vegetables, for herbs, for seed saving, so all kinds of fun stuff, and sometimes you just kind of have to, you know, detach from everything else and just focus on what's truly important, because if you don't get things harvested now, they could rot and go bad in the garden, and the seed could go bad, and then the flowers go bad before harvesting for healing. And you know, you just want to catch everything right at that right time. So I'm sure you guys are just as busy as we are. You know, it's coming up to the time where we're getting kids ready to go to school, and last weekend actually I blew my knee out again. I'm gonna have to get that checked up, but long story short, I'm walking again and I'm good. I was on crutches for a couple days, but you know, we're good. luckily Jason likes gardening, so he was willing to step in and help me with a few things, and water, which is the most important this time of year. I am so grateful that Jason hooked up automatic watering this year. That has been amazing. I haven't been married to the watering process as much this year, so that's allowed me more time and more energy to focus on more intentional tasks, you know, such as harvesting and ideas for our store and next year and the creativity and all kinds of good stuff. And I'm sure you guys know how that is. You know, this time of year, it can get super busy with everything going on. So sometimes it becomes kind of hard to, you know, set a schedule and do things in a timely manner. And sometimes you forget things. So I always say lists. Lists are always the best thing to do. So during that time we were away, we also went away on a vacation, and it's our usual vacation. We love going up north. Up north here in Wisconsin is, to us, is the upper north region. So, you know, that Phillips, Ashland, you know, Lake Superior, all of that. It's just so gorgeous up there around like Bayfield. And so my parents have a place in Phillips, and that's where we go every summer a couple times, and we go for at least almost a week at a time. And we love just, you know, the natural outdoors types of things to do, you know. So we even got to go kayaking this time, which I have never done, and I found that it's something that I love to do. So my sister got a kayak for Christmas a few years ago, and she brought it up to the cabin, and for some reason I never really knew that it was there, never really took it out, but we finally took it out this last time we went up, and it was so relaxing. The best time to go was like in the morning, and at the end of the day, the water is just like glass, you know. And we have this island, this beautiful wooded island that's, you know, kind of out front of where the pier is. And so I took it around the island. It was so peaceful. So a lot of different animals and insects and things that cross from the shoreline to the actual island. Once we actually saw a deer swim from the shoreline to the island, which was really neat to see. And all these nature things are just so cool, because it's like you just feel more, you know, one with them when you step away from your job and step away from your phone. And it's really good to connect to that, because yes, we all do still have to work and do our thing to, you know, make a living to support ourselves and families. And but it's so important to get away, even if that vacation isn't some expensive, you know, retreat. You know, it doesn't have to be an expensive retreat. It can be in a tent, in a camper, in a cabin, an Airbnb. You know, there's affordable ways to make a vacation happen. Maybe you even just want a staycation where, you know, you're like, I'm going to stay home, but I'm not going to do, you know, my normal daily tasks and chores. I'm going to put my phone away. And, you know, you just disconnect from all of it, even though it's super hard when you do a staycation. I mean, we've done staycations and it's not the same, but either way, every day kind of does feel like a staycation in the garden. It's so beautiful out here this morning. The hummingbirds are going crazy over these morning glories that we have growing in the garden. And what's really cool is this morning glory variety is called the Grandpa Otto. It's that dark purple and it has like a white center, but it fades from like purple to like fuchsia. It's gorgeous. So we never plant them. They just pop up every year. We get a ton of volunteers, but it goes up our trellis and it's so, so pretty. And we also get them in our fire pit. We get them all over actually. So I'm constantly yanking and pulling them so they don't take over gardens, but I don't mind it. It's totally worth it when you see the hummingbirds come in for these guys. But anyway, so on our trip this past vacation, we went to Bayfield, which is 2 hours further than where we usually stay. I haven't been to Bayfield since I was a young child, so probably not since I was like 9-10 years old. And it is so beautiful. It's super hilly. It's based right along Lake Superior. And it just has this really beautiful, unique, like, character to it. And we went into this really cool bookstore. It was a beautiful, small little bookstore. It's like the Apostle Island Bookstore. And it had so many beautiful books in there, like really meaningful books, like, you know, connecting with nature and plants and all of these types of books where I'm like, I'm always looking for these, you know, but you can't find them anywhere. So they're specialty ones that you wouldn't find in other bookstores or maybe even not even on Amazon. I don't know. I didn't look, but I just felt like as if it was a one of a kind shop. So it was really unique and special. And then we jumped onto the ferry with our vehicle. So the ferry brings you across to Madeline Island, which is about a 20-minute ferry ride, if that. And once you get there, it's pretty cool because you can drive off or you can even just go on without your vehicle because it is kind of, I thought it was kind of expensive. It was like a 70-some dollar round trip if you take a vehicle to go there and back from Madeline Island. But it was nice having our vehicle because we were able to drive wherever. If you don't take your vehicle on the ferry, they actually have where you can rent bikes and little mopeds. And so that's pretty cool too. So you can drive around with that and everything's kind of within walking distance there. But it was nice having our vehicle for our first time on Madeline Island because one of the locals told us, locals, not locos, they're not crazy. one of the locals told us about their public beach because they have a state park beach there, but they also have a public beach there, which is free to visit, but they do have a donation box, so I do suggest always donating. It helps them keep up the grounds. So we went to this, you know, the public park beach, and when we showed up, I wasn't really expecting much, you know, and we walk down these wooden steps that leads to like this wooden bridge, and like I gasped, like the air was taken out of me. Like it was just like, I was like, it was so beautiful. Oh my gosh. It was like this hidden little cove beach. It was so serene, calm, still, peaceful. It was just everything you could imagine in like this dream beach scenario. It was so gorgeous. So you look to your right on this wooden bridge, and the water's like glass. It's like this little river ravine and people are kayaking down it. You have like huge rock bluffs, but then the other side's all like sandy and greenery and stuff like that. And then you look to your left and it's all these huge rock bluffs with this little river ravine kind of coming out, and it kind of then curves around this beautiful sandy beach area, which opens up to Lake Superior. And that whole beach front there is all this beautiful like brownish pinkish sand. It's so beautiful, and there's just people just playing, laying out, and so we walked down on the beach, and when you're walking down the beach, you're actually walking through the woods, and they have this beautiful built wooden walkway. And so there's not a huge frontage from that to the actual where like the water starts, but it's just enough. And so you pick your place on the beach, and I mean the water is crystal clear. It this is like a place that you go if you want to really just feel connected. Like the energy there was just fantastic. It was like something I haven't experienced in so long. Not since like going, like when you go to Copper Falls in Wisconsin, that's one of our other favorite spots. It's all these beautiful waterfalls. It's at Copper Falls State Park. And that's an hour from where we usually stay. And this one's 2 hours. So anyways, the water was so clear. And in certain areas, there's tons of rocks, but you can find so many beautiful rocks. We love rock hunting. So finding rocks and figuring out what they are and then polishing them and displaying them and keeping them, we love that. That's actually one of our favorite things to do. We do that a lot here on Lake Michigan. But Lake Superior had completely different types of rocks, and they were so gorgeous. And what's really cool is you find a lot of agate stones in Lake Superior, especially along the beach. The larger ones, one of the locals told us that you can find really large agate stones if you go out just a little bit ways further from the beach and use like a snorkel, or if you want to go scuba diving, because they said that a lot of people find a lot of the agates along the beach, but a lot of the larger big agate stones won't wash up. But we happened to find quite a few really cool ones, and along with that, other cool rocks that we haven't exactly been able to figure out what they are yet. We usually buy a couple different books to figure out, you know, and to kind of see what type of stone it is, and that's just always fun and interesting to us. And some people are probably like, oh, you're such a stone nerd. But I love them. I love rocks. I love crystals. I love gems. I love finding things. Like, I love finding them. I love finding stones in the field here in my gardens that we work up. We find a lot of really cool like fossil stones here. I just feel like every stone kind of tells its own story, especially when it has characteristics to it, like fossils engraved in it. That's awesome. But yeah, this trip was amazing. I mean, I would recommend this to everyone. So if you do go over to Madeline Island, just know that there aren't a lot of places to eat. So if we were to do that again, which I'm pretty sure we will eventually, I would actually eat before you go and then pack some snacks with, or bring a picnic lunch and snacks with. So that way you can kind of spend the whole day on the beach, unless you wanted to kind of explore a little more. There's not a ton to explore, but it's a definite place to explore just because it's fun and it just feels like, you know, you're really on vacation, not just in your own state, but somewhere else. It almost felt like the Hawaii of Wisconsin is kind of what I've been calling. I'm like, it's the Hawaii of Wisconsin because it was so magical. And we went like the first week in August, so it was a beautiful time to go. It was warm enough, but not scalding hot, you know. It was just beautiful. So if you guys are ever looking for somewhere to go, even if you are or aren't living in Wisconsin, that Bayfield area is beautiful. And checking out the Apostle Islands, we didn't even get a chance yet to go check out the caves. There's caves that you can go into and see. You can kayak through them, or there's like tours through them. So that'll be our next kind of exploring trip that we do next summer. So I'm really excited for that. But yeah, it was such a magical time. I can't even believe it. It was just really cool. And the kids had so much fun. It was something so cool to do with the kids. But we had a good time. The kids went tubing a lot. We went fishing. We just really enjoyed our natural surroundings while we were up there. So that was a good time. This week now has been a harvesting week, and we're actually going to be doing a garden tour before we harvest anything else, like our herbs and stuff, because we don't want to cut it all down before we're able to show what it looks like now. And it's been really fun, actually. I feel like I haven't been putting like books down. I haven't been putting my clipper down. I've just been learning a lot this year. It's been an amazing year, and it's been kind of like one of those where I have no expectations other than just filling my brain with things that like are going to benefit my family, you know, and me and whoever else that we're able then to share and teach this to. So it's been wonderful. And I really highly, highly recommend that you guys start looking into your plants. And if you don't want to, you don't have to, but sometimes you have to wait until you're called to, because you kind of put it on the back burner, especially this time of year. I'm sure all of you are getting sick of gardening. I'm not. I think it's because of the different type of intention we have and all of the learning that we've been doing. But once you start getting to know your plants on more of a different level, it's, and when I say learning about your plants, I mean, not just like how to grow them and how to enjoy them, but like what their further meaning is, you know, like what do they mean? Like, what do your flowers mean? You know, like what can they do for you, for your family, you know, other than just the enjoyment? The enjoyment is like the number one thing, because they bring so much that a lot of us can't even describe, you know. But I'm saying, you know, what can help you with, like, cold, flu, aches and pains, headaches, you know, what does that look like? You know, what can it do? And if it can't do that, you know, what is it bringing to your garden? You know, like, what are you noticing around it? It's like taking time to sit by that plant and see what it's bringing. Is it bringing the bees? Is it bringing the hummingbirds? Is it bringing the butterflies? Is it just bringing this strong, beautiful scent that maybe you can put into an infused oil, or create your own spray with, or candle, or, you know, finding new ways of using your plants and enjoying them. And not saying that once you learn that you have to do all of this with it, you know, you don't want to overwhelm yourself. Maybe just pick a few plants. I feel like I've overwhelmed myself because I took on a ton of new varieties this year that I haven't grown before, and ones that we've grown before, learning about them deeper and further into how they can heal us. So it's been a little overwhelming on the learning side. But I've also been kind of like, you know, don't have these huge expectations of knowing it all at the end of the season, but just learning to seed it, grow it, when to harvest it, and then how to use it, and then using it during the months that we have off. So, you know, that's all you can really do in the first year, because you're learning the bookend of it too. You know, you're learning the things that it can actually do. But when you start learning those things, it's through doing it, you know, actually creating things with it and mixing other types of plants together to help something that, you know, you're dealing with or feeling, or, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's just been a really great year, like, in the garden. It's been, I feel like the gardens look better than they ever have. I'm actually sitting right in the middle of the garden, and it is just so beautiful and peaceful. You just hear all the insects. August is my favorite time in the garden, because it's when everything comes alive. I think everything's like, okay, let's get ready. Let's prep. Because they're prepping for that winter. Like, today's morning was like 58 degrees. It gets all wet and dewy out here. But it's going to be hit about 80 today. So we've been having cold mornings all August. You know, Wisconsin is a very unique state to grow in. We only have so long to grow, but when we grow here, it is like more beautiful than anywhere. I don't know what it is. I think it's just because we're used to seeing everything dead for so many months that, you know, when you go out to your garden and it's that early spring, you just want to see all the flowers. You just want to see all the green. You just want to have all the fresh of everything, because you've been stuck in with this brown scenery, this grocery store food and herbs, and you're like, ugh, you know? And it's just kind of like, you just want to create that for yourself. So you had all winter to have this resting period. So once it's time to come out here, you're coming out here like the hawk, and you're just like, all right, I'm going at this. You know, I'm going to plant this and plant that and do this and do that. And you're just working like a busy little bee. And then this time of year comes and you look around at what you created how many months ago, and you're like, oh my gosh, like, I did it. Like, all of you that are growing a garden right now, you should really give yourself a pat on the back, because this is what was created by you how many months ago. And it was imagined by you how many months even before you planted it. especially if you were seed starting some of your own stuff. And you don't have to seed start your own stuff in order to have that feeling in your garden. You don't have to. But when you do, that's how many more months, you know. But all of you should give yourself a pat on the back, because it's not easy work. Yeah, it's enjoyable. It's hard work, but it's enjoyable, but it's still hard work, you know? And it's a lot of time and effort put into it, especially when you're maintaining it all season. Where we're at, we've had drought all summer. We've hardly had any rain. Just 2 days ago, we finally had a good amount of rain. Everywhere else surrounding our area gets rain except for us. I don't know what it is. It's been like that since I was a child. Maybe it's something with like the pattern, like where our location is placed. But we tend to get hit with a drought harder than anywhere else. And so our water has been constantly going, like, and nothing looks like it's been hit with a drought here. Everything looks beautiful because I am just like, I am not letting this go. Too many months have been put into this, and I am not giving up until the day that it freezes. Because the whole point of this is to learn, is to grow, is to harvest, and to heal through the plants, through the vegetables, through the flowers. And it's to also provide for everything that comes into our garden. So everything that's been visiting and coming into our garden all summer, this is going to be their sanctuary in the winter if they are not flying south. We leave everything up. So everything has a hiding spot. Everything has seeds, of abundance of seeds. They have everything they need in the garden. We make sure of it. So it's pretty cool, you know, it's pretty cool because when you look around in your garden, just always remember you created that. You created that. Doesn't matter where you got the inspiration for your design or where you got the inspiration for your container or whatever. Doesn't matter. This is by you. You've done this. You've created this. Really take that in, because I think a lot of times, you know, we grow a garden and then we're just kind of like, oh yeah, you know, yeah, I grew that, like, you know, nonchalantly, like, yeah, okay, whatever, you know, yeah, I do this every year. But this is the first year I actually looked around even in my garden, and I'm just like looking around like, wow, like 8 years ago, this was just solid flat lawn. This was just solid flat lawn. And we were maintaining all of our other lawns just like, you know, you're supposed to. And since then, it's like everything looks so much more natural and wild because we've learned so much. I've been gardening my entire life. I haven't loved it my entire life. I mean, I didn't love it as a child, mainly because I had to do it. Nobody always loves what they have to do, you know, to work. But as I got older, I loved it. And then when we built our home and created our garden, you know, we designed everything around each other. We wanted the house to feel as one with the garden. That's why when you go into our house, it feels like you're outside. And that's why when you come outside, you feel like you're inside with the sitting spaces and the, you know, it's like our sacred outdoor living space. It's amazing. So even if you have just a ground bed, you know, just your typical ground bed, put some seeds out there and enjoy your hard work. Enjoy your hard work and your vision for the season, and don't give up. Don't give up. You've worked way too hard for this. But when you look around your garden, just know, like, you did that. Pretty impressive. When I look around, I'm like, wow, I planted all of this. I seeded all of this, except for a few varieties. It's insane to know that. Everything started from one little seed. So cool. Really connect today. Today's one of those days I feel like you need to connect. It's Monday, so we're programmed to think, oh, Monday. I'm moody because it's Monday. No. It's another day that you've been given, and be grateful for it. even if you have to go to a job that you hate, look at it like this. No, I don't hate it anymore. I'm going to do my job. I'm going to do good at it. I'm going to, you know, do good things for all of those people around me. I'm going to be happy. I'm going to be excited. And you don't have to be happy and excited all the time. That's not what I'm saying. But don't treat Monday like a Monday. Come on now. You know, we're lucky we have another day to enjoy everything that's surrounding us, to enjoy the people that we love in our lives. Give someone a big hug today. Give someone a big hug and tell them you love them. Start your day off that way and you're going to feel amazing. Because the whole day you're going to be filled with that feeling of love, connectedness, and support. So, all right, I'm going to get going. Fuzzy's over here rolling around in the stones, giving herself a massage. Hi, Fuzzy. She's so cute. Are you going to meow? Are you going to meow? Yeah? Okay. All right, well, we're going to let you guys go, right, Fuzz? All right. Well, I hope you guys have an amazing day. And we will come back real soon with another episode. I hope you guys are liking the podcast. I know sometimes we do gardening and then we do other things. I love talking about it all. So I hope you enjoy it all and have a great rest of the day.